Yeah, well, I'm just thinking, you know, because if we have winds like we're told we're going to have, 300 and 400 miles an hour, my gosh, whatever's inside any structure like that is going to be sucked out like going through a straw.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, trying to build something is going to be difficult.
Well, of course, the only thing I'm aware of that supposedly can stand that is the monolithic domes, you know, made out of reinforced concrete. And they can supposedly withstand winds greater than 400 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah. And there's certain structures like that that, there was a story, and I can't remember, I think it was a Hopi Indian legend, where they talked about literally laying down in a ditch. And I know from tornado
safety you told training, us that before, yeah.
That if you lay down in a ditch, the wind will just pass over you. So that's one of the places. Mm. In fact, they tell you, because some people have gone in like these culverts. They're great big culverts.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And they say, don't go in those. But if you just lay down in the ditch, that's your safest area. You know, get out. They tell you to get out of your car and go lay in a ditch.
Now, that's for a tornado.
For a tornado, yeah.
But how long is this event likely to last? I mean, because if the governments of the world, Jim, are planning on staying in their underground cities for what, 5 years to 10 years, how long is Earth above where you and I are going to be sitting in the rocking chair? We're going to run out of Coors beer pretty early, my friend. So
that second case is going to be gone before it's long.
Yeah,
but here's the other scenario, though. You have to look at the whole scenario, and now the people living on the top who have to get their act together and start basically living and providing for themselves the soonest are the ones that are going to fare the best. Mm, can you imagine somebody coming out of a cave after 5 years and trying to plant a garden?
My gosh.
You know, their transition is not going to be a smooth one. And it's going to be a lot more difficult than the person who was out there just getting going from the beginning. They're going to have a 5-year head start on dealing with reality.
What type of, now, you know, without really getting scary, what type of diseases, what type of radiation exposure could people on top be expected to go through?
Well, that's the other thing, the physical environmental effects.
Yeah.
I've often said that, for example, they talk about the tremendous shrill noise and the drumming and other noises. Mm. That's another thing, for example, the Colburn talks about extensively, is the noise.
Interesting, yeah.
And so my estimation is that a lot of people were probably deaf after this. Because we're not talking just a few decibels here. We're talking noise that is literally deafening.
You just hit on something that I never thought of. I've tried to think of, you know, or at least mentally plan on every single aspect except noise. Wow. That's pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah. And the noise would be, and they talk about it. They talk about it, and it's coming from the comets. They know it is.
Jeez.
And it would be like a vibration mode set up in the atmosphere with this lightning and inner planetary lightning activity going on.
How could you protect yourself from something like that?
Well, there again, I suppose there's protection, but are you going to be able to carry all this stuff with you, or is it going to travel with you, or whatever?
Jeez.
So my estimation is that probably a lot of people were deaf after this.
Among other things.
Among other things, yeah. They were, I'm sure, a very sorry-looking lot. And, for example, in Egypt, Velikovsky goes into this quite extensively, because that's one of the places where we really do have good records.